I want to retell a story that I haven't told in a while. A story that I know is impactful and a story that I know needs to be scaled across more organizations. So when I was the head of people for a company called Fit2Go, I always looked at the career mapping opportunities as something that did not need to be strictly vertical. I felt that there could be more horizontal, can't even say the word correctly, growth and opportunities that the organization was not capitalizing on. And when I looked at that gap and that issue, I looked at it from a couple of different angles. The first angle I looked at it as is I realized, and I'm going to use Cornelius as this example, and I realized that Cornelius, through one-on-ones, through me simply honestly conducting assessments and observing his skill set, I realized that Cornelius had no desire to be the prototypical leader within the organization that we all wanted him to be and that we all thought, I guess, initially that he could be. We realized that some of the soft skills, the emotional skills, the leadership skills, the parenting-like responsibilities that a leader comes with, we realized that that was not something he was excited about. What I did, however, find out behind the scenes and through one-on-ones is that he was excited about the systems and the processes behind the scenes connected to the operational fabrics of the org. And we understood and we were realizing over time that his number one dedication for this brand, his passion for understanding the brand in and out was pretty intense. And we realized that there could be a learning and development upskilling moment that we could actually put in place that would allow him to understand a little bit more about the brand behind the scenes. And then we realized some natural hard skills and some current hard skills that he possessed, whether it was project management or whether it was certain systems and operational frameworks or whether it was just the ability to put things in certain positions in place. And again, really understanding the business model in and out and having a passion to understand the business model in and out came pretty naturally to him from an energy, from a motivational standpoint. And so I said to the founder at the time, I said, why do we always have to do things vertically? He said, what do you mean? I said, when we think about taking someone from 60,000 to 67,000 and a assistant COO or a co-COO to a head of operations role or a COO role or a personal trainer to a personal training manager, when we think about these roles, why when we build out the role and really why when we build out the finances associated with the role, why do we always have to put some of the emotional, soft skills, leadership type responsibilities within the role and within how we quantify that human being getting an extra 7,000 or an extra 10,000 or whatever the case is going to be? And his answer wasn't a great one. And so before I even knew about, you know, vertical and horizontal growth and career pathing and the strategies that are within that, I started realizing a couple different things. I realized, number one, that at a very human employees first level, organizations need to respect how someone wants to grow in their career and how that's connected to their personal context family-wise. And what I mean by that is when I looked underneath of the Cornelius, sorry about that, guys. Got a little bit of a phone call and interruption. Let's get back to the show. Apologies, had a call coming in. When I looked underneath of the Cornelius hood, if you will, What I realized is that Cornelius had a very strong desire to apply a lot of the back-end operational systems, but did not want to have the responsibility of managing anyone else within those systems and supporting anyone else within those systems and having them help him build those systems. He didn't want to have any direct leadership responsibilities. He also had a desire, because he was getting married soon, to make an extra $10,000. And out of nowhere, every single light in my body and my brain just immediately went on, and I knew naturally and organically what I needed to do. I needed to respect his context of getting married soon, of needing more finances, and his skill and passion to do back-end, behind-the-scenes operational development. But I also needed to realize that we needed to put a horizontal career pathing infrastructure in place, not only for Cornelius in this one-off situation, But we needed to make that an opportunity for everyone across the board. And here's the core fundamental principle that I think a lot of organizations are missing. Whether it's Cornelius in operations, whether it's someone like me in HR and people ops and leadership, whether it's someone in marketing, whether it's someone in finance, whatever they're doing, whether it's someone in content and design and creative, there are certain small micro skill sets and capabilities that a human being can become an expert in and apply that value to certain micro subsects and divisions of the org that can be tracked and measured against a good ROI financially. And not only can they bring more value in those subsectors and those micro moments tangibly from a skill set perspective behind the scenes potentially without any direct leadership responsibility, but as an organization, we can also track and see how we can match up financially and how we can put that human being in a position to make more money and do better for their family overall. And so the punchline is this. We don't always need to, when we think about a leadership role, we don't always need to assume that the role is a role where they're looking over 10, 15, 20 folks, a role that is a role where they're being very humanistic and very leadership-esque when it comes to the emotional side and the soft skill side. There can be a role that is crafted and maneuvered in a way that it can bring a tangible, objective value to departments and the org, and that it can be so objective and it can be so clear that we can actually look at the metrics and the financial elements connected to the value that they're bringing and give that person more money, even if that means their title and their ability to oversee other humans in the org has not changed. We need to be more flexible with that because I think there are more leaders, quote unquote, that are leaders from a institutional and knowledge base, not a leader from a emotional human based. I believe there's more of those type of leaders than we actually know. And I think those type of people need to be respected and heard. So just a quick story, quick context, an example of how vertical growth is not the only way. Horizontal growth and respecting someone's context, respecting someone's financial needs, objectively being able to point to why we can pay that person more, and getting them into a role that really appeases and behooves them, but also appeases and behooves the brand, is a possibility and can be scaled across the org every quarter, every month, every year. And so just a few thoughts, just a few perspectives. We'll talk soon.